All right, so the vice president was in Howell yesterday. He talked about the big, beautiful bill. He talked about Charlie Kirk, obviously, and he even talked about what it would take to get the National Guard here to Detroit to help quell some of the violent crime that we have here in the Motor City. Congressman John James joins us to talk about that and more. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. How's everybody doing?
We're well, and it was nice to see the vice president in our state yesterday. What did you make of some of the things that he had to say, particularly about the city of Detroit?
Yeah, so Michigan is going to be the center of the universe next year. I personally have always believed that Michigan was the center of the universe, but I digress. I love our state, and that's the whole reason that I'm running, is because that over the past 6 years, we've been heading in the wrong direction. We need to focus on things that lower cost, everything from infrastructure to housing to drugs, and we need to make sure that our communities are safe. I'm going to be focusing on things like economic mobility, academic excellence, public safety, government accountability, and healthy families. And among them, Vice President Vance spoke about. He spoke about how the working family tax cuts puts more money back into the hands of people who've earned it. He's talked about how the working family tax cuts protects the automotive industry that's hub is in Michigan. He talked about the efforts to support our police to reduce crime all over the state and all over the country. He talked about our efforts to make sure that we protect our health care for people who need it the most. And so I'm excited for the promises that President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Republicans have already delivered for people in the state of Michigan. And I'm excited to build on that foundation to make sure we continue to deliver for people in the state of Michigan.
Congressman, this federal budget's still a pressing issue. What do you believe are the most important priorities to prevent a government shutdown?
The most important priorities to prevent a government shutdown, I think, is to continue to live within our means, continue to work together with anyone who's willing to make sure we're prioritizing keeping us safe, making sure that we're prioritizing keeping us healthy, while also living on within our means. The Americans are all around us, our neighbors, our friends, have to live on a budget. And I think that folks in D.C. and Lansing should also. We are making sure that we're moving forward with a responsible plan that is also capable of delivering on our promises to the American people. And we're going to be keeping the government open so that we can further deliver on our promises.
We have to ask you about Charlie Kirk. It is dominating just everybody's lives. I was golfing with a friend yesterday, and she just said, "I'm just so upset about Charlie Kirk." So your reaction of what you saw, and then the reaction of the political folks in our world.
Yeah, we live in a society where conservative speech seems to be experienced as violence, whereas liberal violence is expected by, almost, it says 26% of young liberals believe that political violence is sometimes justified. That's a real issue in this country. My heart was broken, like so many people, on all sides of the political spectrum when we saw evil right in front of our faces. But I think that we have an opportunity now to come together, to really ask ourselves how we can come together, because the human heart is desperately evil, and we can only be saved, I believe, through grace by faith, really stepping outside of the tit for tat, what we're feeling, and really do what's best to continue to protect free speech, to protect our Constitution, while also making sure that violent, terroristic, encouraging rhetoric is not commonplace anymore in our country.
Congressman John James joins us. And then the big news overnight, I'm sure you saw the decision on Jimmy Kimmel. Do you think that was a political decision? That's certainly a thought out there.
Yeah, I don't think that was a political decision. My mom always taught me, don't think that whatever crosses your mind should always cross your lips. That's not oppression. That's discipline and common decency. The self-governance that separates adults from adolescents. The First Amendment is a shield against the state. It's not a license for recklessness, and it won't armor you against the court of public opinion or the clauses in your employment contract. And Jimmy Kimmel's applies as well. So his employers made a decision, and I am quite sure they ran it through legal. Jimmy Kimmel he has the right to his opinion. but he also has the right to consequences as well.
Congressman, I know many are watching your potential run for Michigan governor closely. How do you plan to navigate, you know, the national political dynamics while focusing on the needs of Michigan voters as you pursue that statewide office?
Yeah, so the focus has always been on Michigan. Michigan's the state that my dad came to from Mississippi for opportunity. But as my wife and I were planning for our children, and, you know, like a lot of parents try and do, planning for college and things of that nature, wanting a better life for their kids, we were looking at out-of-state tuition, and it dawned on us that, oh my goodness, we are potentially preparing our children to have to move out of state to find the same opportunity their grandfather came to Michigan to find. Focusing on things like housing, focusing on things like making it more hospitable to start and grow a business in Michigan, focusing on things like what it's going to take to keep our children in Michigan. Those are the types of things that resonate regardless of your political party, regardless of your race, color, and creed. There are people in the state of Michigan who are increasingly hopeless. And hopelessness, I truly believe, leads to at least three things: crime, addiction, and leaving. So I believe that, again, no one person is going to fix this state. It's going to take 10 million people working together by the grace of God to execute for the benefit of our children. And so that's what I'm focused on. When I am sworn in as governor, then Michigan will be 10 years away from its 200th anniversary. I want to put something out there that is sustainable, that outlives any of us, focusing on something that we can all get behind, a 10-year plan that we can execute so that Michigan is on a sustainable path to be the first in all the metrics that we are last in.
And so what's the top priority after the swearing in?
Top priority, I would say it has to be restoring hope, looking at the economic outcomes for people. And economic development is not the same as personal economy. It has to be focusing on restoring our family values. It has to be getting down to the core of the essence of our state and being our homes, our families, and our children. It has to be restoring trust in our government, because so many people have lost the trust that the corruption and incompetence that we're seeing out of Lansing could possibly make their lives better. It has to be focused on restoring beauty. We have an amazing state with so much potential and so little focus on bringing it out, not just of our natural resources, but our most important resource, our people. It has to be focused on restoring wellness. It has to get down to why we are so unhealthy and what it's going to take to lower our prescription drug costs, lower our hospital costs, increase transparency, and really focus, Jamie, really focus on mental health. Mental health is such a crucial and critical issue for all people in Michigan, and we really have to drill down and get adequate resources to the people and to the families who are burdened with this. We have tremendous opportunity in the best state, in the best country in the world, and I believe in it, and I know other people do. And so we're going to dispense with the dividers who are the real enemies. People on different political spectrums are not our enemies. We are all Americans. We're all Michiganders. And I have experience bringing people together from diverse backgrounds to accomplish tough missions. We've done this before, and we can do it again.
It's Congressman John James. Appreciate the time. Thank you, Congressman.
Of course. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Sinclair Broadcasting will air a special to Charlie Kirk. You'll never believe when they're going to air it. It's next on JR Morning.